A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The Kansas House on Thursday agreed to abolish all mail ballot elections. Those are elections that are specifically only limited to mail-in ballots. The House voted 72-50 to pass a bill repealing the Mail Ballot Election Act, which was sponsored by 21 Republicans, including the chair of the House Elections Committee. And he joins us now, Chairman Pat Proctor. Pat, thank you for joining us. A pleasure to have you with us on the show again, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me on, John.
You know, one of the things about this particular bill that I've never liked is this notion of sending out ballots automatically sent to all registered voters. It's one of the things that I think that whole notion, I know Democrats love it, but we see that here in Sedgwick County. They've done that a few times, and I just think that's such an opportunity for fraud, for error, it creates too many opportunities for election fraud, in my opinion. And so, but did I kind of explain this exactly the right way?
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better, John. First of all, these liberal local governments, they love doing these elections because the only people who send back the ballot are the people who want the bond issue, want the sales tax, whatever they're voting for. And so they put it, they used to put it 2 weeks after New Year's, but last year we made it so you had to do the special elections on March, August, or November on that first Tuesday.
Right.
And so now they'll do it in March, just like they're doing in Wichita right now. But they'll do these mail-in only elections because people who look at the ballot and say, I don't want a bond, they'll just throw it away. And then all the teachers and the city employees will send it in. John, we had an interim committee last year, me and Senator Thompson, and we found out that There are more people on the voter rolls who are 65 years or older than there are humans alive in the state of Kansas who are 65 years or older. Our voter rolls are a mess. And so the idea that we would send a mail-in ballot to every registered voter, even if they moved, even if they've died, they're going to get a ballot, is just crazy to me. I can't understand why anybody would vote against this.
Yeah, my parents passed away. I mean, my mother, she's going on 10 years ago, and it wouldn't surprise me if they mailed it out if she'd still get one. And that's part of the problem here. It's, again, we're not saying there's fraud. We're just saying there's too many opportunities for it. Yeah. And this is one way to help me. Look, if we don't have, if our elections aren't safe and secure, then nothing is. And that's, this is just another way to ensure election integrity.
You know, everything that I do as the chairman of the elections committee is about restoring confidence in our elections. And whenever we let vulnerabilities go and we don't address them, we're eroding that confidence. And so I was thrilled that we had the chance to pass this measure. We've done a lot of other great stuff on, you know, cleaning up our voter rolls, making sure only valid voters are voting. And so, like I said, I'm just glad we were able to get this one across the line. I'm a little confounded that my Secretary of State primary opponent voted against it, but you'll have to have him on and have him explain that another time.
Ken Rajas voted against this?
Yes, Ken Rajas was one of the tiny minority of Republicans that voted against doing away with all mail-in voting, you know, all mail-in ballot voting elections.
Did he give an explanation of vote on that, or?
He did not. He did not. So I hope you'll have him on soon, because I'd love to hear that explanation of vote.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, no, I appreciate that information, because I'm sure he will come on. Interesting.
Yeah.
Another.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bobapedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bobapedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
By the way, we're talking with Chairman Pat Proctor, who is chair of the House Elections Committee and one of the candidates for Secretary of State. Another bill that you all passed out recently was the bill that eliminated mail-in ballots if the court strikes down the signature verification law. It's another one that, you know, again, I don't understand. It's like the SAVE Act. You know, it's one of the federal government's dealing with right now. I don't understand why Democrats and liberals hate voter ID so much. They hate verification. I just don't understand why the people on the left have so many problems with people verifying their identity when they vote.
Yeah. There's this group of nonprofits, and they hate when I call them this, so I call them this all the time, the Axis of Ballot Harvesting, the ACLU, the League of Women Voters, Loudlight, Appleseed. Every time we pass one of these laws, these common sense laws to make sure only valid votes are being counted, they sue us. And last year, we banned foreign money in elections, which is how they lawsuits, and they're suing me on that law too. But we've got two laws that I think really get at the heart of trying to attack this lawfare to stop the measures we're passing to restore confidence in our elections. The first one is that one that you mentioned, which is that if, hey, you want it, they're suing us on signature verification. Okay, if you win, we're just not going to do mail-in voting anymore, because if we can't verify that the voter touched that ballot and that that was voted by that voter, then we're not going to count the ballot and we're not going to do mail-in voting. And so that was the first one. But the second one I'm really excited about. It sounds kind of wonky, but what these groups do, like Loudlight and ACLU, is they forum shop. They take all of their lawsuits to Douglas County or Wyandotte County, where they know they're going to get a liberal judge. And so this other law that we passed, this bill we passed at Turnaround, requires that all of those challenges to voter laws be done in Shawnee County, in the, you know, where Topeka is.
Right, so where they get a liberal judge.
Yeah. So, we're going to get better shake in Shawnee County than we're going to get in Wyandotte County or Douglas.
Right. Let me ask you, Pat, let's play a little hypothetical game here, if you would, with me. Let's fast forward to this time next year, and we will leave the Secretary of State's race alone, okay? But let's assume, okay. let's be optimistic, and let's hope that we have a Republican governor, because God knows we need one. But let's assume we don't have a Democrat governor, because, or Cindy Holscher, which basically means we have a Democrat I mean, not Cindy Holscher,
Vicky Schmidt.
Yeah, because basically, if we have Vicky Schmidt, we have a Democrat governor. But yeah. So let's assume that we do not have a Democrat governor or Vicky Schmidt. If assuming that's the case, is there a chance that you think the Kansas legislature will do away with these March elections? Because frankly, this whole thing, I mean, right now here in Wichita, as you know, we got this sales tax deal. Unless there's an emergency, there's no reason these municipalities need to do these special elections anymore. And I think we just need to make them force them to put them on an August or a November ballot. I mean, right now, what we're hearing out of the Sedgwick County Election Office is they're going to be lucky to get 12% voter turnout. And you're talking about an almost $1 billion sales tax measure could be decided by 12% of the population.
Well, yeah, I want to do that. I'm actually, frankly, shocked that we got it restricted to March, August, and November. I was amazed that we were able to override a veto on that. But I'll do you one better. 75% of your property tax bill is set by your school board and your city government, yet they get elected in the odd year and the turnout's like less than
15%. Oh, yeah, same problem.
In most municipalities. So this bill that would have moved all the elections to the even year, so that, you know, whether presidential election, governor election. We'll also be voting the city government so we can get more participation in those races and hold those local governments that are the reason that our property taxes are out of control, hold them accountable. But the school, you know, the Association of School Boards, Kansas League Municipalities, the teachers unions, they came out of the woodwork to kill it.
Of course they did.
I probably could have got it through if I had a Republican governor, but we have to get a supermajority in both houses to override the governor's veto. So I am, you know, if I'm Secretary of State, it's going to be on a legislative agenda because we need more participation in those elections. That's the way you fix property taxes. Everything else that the legislature is doing is just eating around the edges.
I agree with you completely. And while we're at it, let's make them partisan. My friend, I wish you the best of luck. If they want to connect with you, obviously you've got a campaign you're running. What's the best way for folks to reach out and connect with you?
Well, Pat Proctor for Kansas Secretary of State on Facebook is where you can always find me, but Pat Proctor, the number 4KS.com.
Pat, I appreciate you. Thank you again. I will reach out to Ken. We'll invite him on the show. We'll ask him that question for you.
I'll be listening to that show.
I'll bet you will. Thank you, my friend. Best of luck.
All right. You have a great evening. Thank you, John.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.